Welcome to Your Money Matters, a personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday morning, October 6th. I'm Hink Weisbecker. This time, will you get what you pay for when it comes to express shipping this holiday season and the benefits of handling? Last year, a lot of express packages did not make it to their destinations in time for Christmas. Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens says neither shippers nor retailers want to see a repeat of last year's shipping fiasco.
Both UPS and FedEx are meeting with retailers. They're really trying to plan and make sure that they know how many packages are coming into their system this year and know kind of when that's going to happen.
Stevens says UPS would like to see retailers stop guaranteeing 11th-hour holiday delivery, but retailers don't want to do that following last year's holiday shopping. Season.
People were staying at home, maybe not shopping as much. So in order to get that last boost to their sales, they put out great deals that last week and also on December 23rd. They don't really want to rule out doing that again this year.
Stevens says UPS is investing about $500 million to increase capacity.
They're making sure that a lot of their sorting centers move faster. There's more machines in there to sort everything quickly. They're adding 6,000 parking spaces to load and unload those big brown trucks. They're adding 95,000 employees this year, seasonal employees.
As we continue, how to handle.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Do you hate to bargain but love to get a bargain? Adam Levin of Credit.com has some tips to master the art of handling. That's right, handling with an O.
You're not doomed to pay full price on everything for the rest of your life. Instead of haggling, try to handle, which is a Jewish word that suggests a gentler, kinder, more humorous approach to getting what you want for less. Here's what to do. Know your bottom line. What's the item worth to you? Decide in advance and don't pay more. Ask for help. People like to be helpful, and it usually keeps things friendly if your approach is something like, money's so tight these days, can you help me out on the price? However you put it, always say it with a smile. Don't show your hand. If it's clear that you love the gizmo and just have to have it, they're not going to offer you a rock-bottom price. Shop late. You just might get a much better buy if you shop late. End-of-month quotas to fill, end-of-day flea marketers who don't want to take their merchandise home, and people selling snowblowers in June are likely to go for lower offers. Play Let's Make a Deal. When you want to buy a few items at once, try to get a discount. Take 20 or 30% off the total, maybe more. This works best at tag sales, consignment shops, and flea markets. Start small. Make a low offer in the hopes you'll still end up with a good price, even after some healthy give and take. Look and talk at the same time. Examine the item carefully and explain what you see. Pointing out even slight imperfections, especially if you're nice about it, could help you get it for less. Have patience for the process. You won't get the best deal if you're in a hurry. Handling takes time. Know when to walk. Not sure you want it at the current price, but can seem to get it at a lower one? Start to walk away. Maybe the salesperson will follow and meet your price. If not, think of all the money you just saved. I'm Adam Levin of Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Hink Weisbecker at the Wall Street Journal. And now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.